I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, you may be enjoying the February pages of your DNR wildlife calendar, but within the agency at the Elkins Operations Center, they're already putting together the 2022 version of that annual publication. We'll get more on that coming up after this. Artwork submitted for in an open submission for the 2022 West Virginia DNR Wildlife Calendar has gone through its first round of judging this week. Jessica Swecker heads up that project.
We have about 280 that we had to go through. That's the total submissions that we got this year, and I break it up as like what category, so like birds and foxes and fish or different categories, elk, deer, something like that. So that breaks it up a little bit more. But we have to narrow it down from those to get the originals.
And as they are narrowed down, Jessica explains they'll have a couple more rounds, which will include the actual submitted prints of those who have made it through the first round of judging.
We usually go through about three rounds. So the first round is everybody. We look through all of them and then select the next ones that we want to go through that we're going to request the originals of to be sent to us. And then that's our second round, is to say who we want to send them in. And then the last round is when we get all the originals in, and then we select our final 12.
Judges are made up of a number of people within the West Virginia DNR, and Swecker says there's quite a bit for each judge to consider as they narrow the possibilities.
We try to break it up by seasons, so we don't want all snow pictures and we don't want all summer pictures, so we try to pick along with the seasons, and also the same with the animals, so we don't want all the deer or we don't want all fish, so we try to make it as even as we can. With the different artwork that we have.
And, of course, the important thing is the animal itself.
They are looking for actual wildlife in them, so they have to actually have the wildlife, some kind of wildlife in the picture, or the painting, I mean. And they want a background, usually. They don't want just a plain background. And they're also going for accuracy of the animal that is in the picture. So they want it to look as real as possible.
And those who make one of the months wins a $200 prize. Those who make the cover get a $500 prize. Jessica says it is quite a prestigious honor.
Yes, we enter into a national calendar contest, and for the last few years we've gotten gold on all of them, but we've also won silver and bronze a few times too.
You can find out more about submissions for next year's artwork judging at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.